Hello?
Hello. My name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I will be voting. Yeah, I will be voting, definitely. For sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you so much. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
53.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
You can say I'm of Asian or Indian Asian background or ethnicity.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, I would say a 10. I'm extremely motivated to vote.
Thank you.
Whether it makes a difference or not is a different story, but I'm definitely motivated.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't have a problem with the way he has gone about stuff. I mean, there are obviously things he can improve, but that's a matter of opinion, right? I mean, everybody has an opinion about something.
So do you approve or disapprove?
But overall, I approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly?
I wouldn't say somewhat. It's more strongly than somewhat, but it's not strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and
okay.
0 if it isn't important at all. Again,
okay.
You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is creating more affordable housing. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would say 10.
Thank you.
It's
about
very important. No, it's very important. It's definitely very important.
So 10?
Yeah, a 10, yeah.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It all depends, if it's a standalone question, then it's a 10. But if I had to rate it with against 10 other items, it may change.
Right? Now, next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
It's high up there. I would say a 7, a 6 or a 7.
Okay. Next one is working to end the war in Gaza.
Working to end the war in Gaza, for me it's a low priority.
So would that be from 0 to 10?
Let's say a 5. I think there are more pressing matters in the U.S., yeah, than problems around the world.
Thank you. Now, next one is reducing crime and violence. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
It's definitely high. I mean, obviously, we want, you know, our neighborhoods and our communities to be safe or safer. So I would say it's a 9.
Thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare. How will you rate
10.
That from 0?
It's a 10, yeah.
Next one, protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
A 10. 10.
Thank you. Next one, criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops.
A 10. 10.
And last one, making college more affordable.
It's a 15. I would say it's a 15. Very important.
And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
It's hard to say. I mean, I'm not tracking this on a daily basis. So but in general, I see it's been a struggle. It shouldn't be this hard. But, you know, given how the politics is going on these days, it's been more challenging, I would say.
So would that be a yes or no?
I think Biden is doing, you know, a phenomenal job considering the circumstances, I would say. The senators and the representatives, no idea. I've not kept up.
Can we translate that to a yes?
I guess you could say that. A yes, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Republicans in Congress. How will you rate them from 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. About Cornel West?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Thank you. How about Donald Trump? How will you rate him from 0 to 100? 0. Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
Maybe at 70.
Thank you. How about Cory Booker?
Cory Booker, I don't know much about him. Maybe at 30. Not very favorable, yeah.
How about Mark Zuckerberg?
I'm not big on social media, so I don't, hasn't mattered to me. But I would say like a 50.
Thank you. About X, formerly known as Twitter?
0, close to 0.
Thank you. About Charlemagne the God?
He's a don't care, a 0.
Thank you. About Democrats in Congress?
60 or 70, thereabouts.
About YouTube?
About YouTube?
Yep.
What about YouTube?
How will you rate YouTube from 0 to 100?
You mean in terms of the content or how they protect your privacy or how they
based on
how
what
they
we're
control.
Measuring here right now?
I would
Same
say
thing.
it's like a 70 or a 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last one, TikTok.
I don't use it, so I have no idea. So 50.
Okay. 50? Okay.
50, yeah. 50 means neutral, right?
Yeah,
correct.
50
is neutral, yeah. So 50.
Thank you so much. Now, we're halfway. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Biden.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He is the least of all the evils. Or the best of all the amongst the options. The least dangerous, I would say, to the country.
Okay, thank you so much. Changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Will you say a great deal, fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
Did you say a trap?
Threat.
Yeah, I think the likelihood of it doing more damage is higher than the likelihood of doing good.
So you said somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
It's much more of a trap.
Okay. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are? Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
I think it's about right.
Thank you. In thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? TikTok, Google, Facebook, or Meta, X, formerly known as Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or video games?
Ooh, that's a long list. I would say most of them, right? I mean, all these guys are... They are utilizing, you know, they collect a lot of data about you, and the likelihood of misuse is always very high, right? But I can't pick one over the other because it is a long list that you provided.
Okay. Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? First one, YouTube. We said multiple times a day. About what?
Yeah, multiple times a day. Multiple times a day, YouTube. Yes.
About Facebook?
Zero.
Okay. About TikTok?
Zero.
About Instagram?
Zero.
About X, formerly Twitter?
Zero.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Please tell me whether you agree.
How long is this going to be? I mean, I thought it was like a quick 2-3 minute kind of a thing.
Yeah, we're about 80%. We're almost done. Thank you so much again for your time and patience. I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. First one says, Meta keep its user data secure. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. How about next one? X or Twitter keep its user data secure.
The same thing with everybody, right? I mean, they make tall claims, but there are no guarantees. They will misuse it if they have to. I mean, we have seen
so
this many, many times.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
The statement that they may keep the data secure, I would say somewhat agree, because, yes, I mean, they can keep it secure. But is that their intention longer term? I do not know, right? It's very hard to say this, you know, with any level of confidence.
thank you. Next one, it says, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree. I mean, not very strongly. But again, because I don't know what content, I don't spend too much time on it, so I have no idea. But generally, I think it has a negative influence.
Now, next one says TikTok plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. Again, somewhat disagree.
Somewhat
disagree.
Next one is TikTok keeps its user data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, with the Chinese companies, the likelihood of them misusing is extremely high. So I would disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I would say strongly disagree.
Okay. And last one, Meta plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Yes, of course. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it in law?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And have you heard a lot about it or just a little?
Just a little. I mean, just general news. But yeah, not too much, yeah.
Now, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months?
I'm fully in support of it. I'm fully in support of it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I typically don't vote on a single policy matter. So if this is the only topic, it's very hard to answer. But it just so happens that Biden is the one who's pushing for it. And I'm in favor of Biden among the candidates available.
So we said much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for.
Yeah. More likely to vote for it.
Thank you. And we're almost done here. Thank you. We're about 95%. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I'm going to read you a list. Let me know one of them. First one. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors, or they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or they are playing...
Yeah, very likely the second. Yeah, they're definitely working for the lobbyists.
Okay. Thank you. In general, speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. First one, cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC. Local TV news, news aggregators, such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, social media.
Yeah, Google News. Yeah, Google News. Yeah.
Okay.
Google News or Yahoo News, yeah.
We have also social media, print newspaper, magazines, news website, YouTube.
Yeah. No social media. No social media.
Okay. So social media only? Is that right?
No social media. I don't get any news from social media.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I didn't follow the question.
What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
The last year of schooling. I got my master's, my last master's in 2004.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Separated?
Okay. Married, yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.